You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
New year, new KSL movie show. Now you can listen when you're running errands at lunch. This is Andy Farnsworth, and I'm joined by Steve Sales for all the week's biggest movies and shows, 11 to 1, on KSL News Radio.
It's finally Friday, and this is Dave and Dijanovic. Conversation and insights on the stories Utahns care about most. It's Friday on KSL News Radio.
And the sun is up, and the Dow is down. Way down. You just heard our news team reporting that it's down more than 300 points this morning. We're keeping a close eye on that. And Dave, you just told me it's still the fallout from the scary inflation numbers.
We just can't get rid of the inflation. Mm-hmm. It just keeps hanging on. It is so sticky. Remember, just a couple weeks ago, we were almost at 40,000. Right now, it's down to 38. 38 is still good, but it's not 40. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Well, we know President Biden has spent much of his presidency trying to address the issue of climate change, you know, moving away from fossil fuels, stopping pipelines and drilling, and promoting EVs. In fact, my co-host bought an EV. He was so convinced by President Biden's pitch, he ran out and he bought himself an EV. There's a new Wall Street Journal poll that says just 3% of voters call climate change their top issue. Obviously, Dave, you're in the 3%.
I tell you, Deb, I guess
you
I am.
You walked right into that one.
When I say that I'm the reluctant tree hugger.
He's leaning into Biden's EV policies.
Thanks, President. I appreciate it. I love my EV. Save the Earth. No, I think the reason it's not the top issue anymore is because financially, we are struggling so much because of inflation. We were just talking about that. The cost of living, the cost of housing. When those things are forefront, climate change for me, it doesn't even register, and it doesn't seem like I'm alone.
Countdown to
the movement to keep kids safe from too much sodium. You didn't know there was such a movement, but there is. Has its sights set on Lunchables. That's right, Lunchables. Ban them from schools, they say. At least from being served at school lunch. Doesn't mean you can't send your kid to school with one. But, you know, every parent, Dave, you're familiar with the Lunchable, right? The quad, little plastic tray stuffed with those circular pieces of processed turkey, a little bit of cheese, a couple crackers, and some cookies. Well, now Consumer Reports, that's right, the watchdog group petitioning the government to get rid of them from the school lunch line.
That's nearly 30 million children that may be served lunch kits that have these contaminants and very high sodium levels. We think our kids deserve better choices, and these Lunchable kits should be removed from the school lunch program.
There are healthy choices. There absolutely are healthy choices. It's not like Lunchables are the only thing that's available for kids, but my wife has worked in these cafeterias, and she has seen kids take entire trays full of healthy food and dump them in the garbage. It doesn't matter how healthy the food is that you serve if the kids won't stick it in their mouth.
Launch countdown one.
A new school safety law kicking in across Utah requiring panic buttons be added to Utah classrooms in case something goes wrong in the school and the teacher needs to call for help. At least one armed guard per school. And then there's this. I didn't realize this new law requires the ballistics glass film on the first level of schools. So it's the Granite School District says this costs about $25 a square foot. Here's what the Granite District told KSL 5 Television's Daniel Woodruff about this.
This Granite School District has 87 buildings, so all of those first floor windows must be covered in ballistics glass film that starts about $25 a square foot.
Starts at $25 a square foot. First of all, I didn't know bullet ballistics glass film was even a thing. How does this work? But it does sound that it is extremely expensive.
Dave and Dijanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dijanovic.
Dave and Dijanovic.
Special coverage of the top local story.
Let's talk about this new law that was signed by Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson this week. It's now a law. It is pricey. But parents who lost two children in a mass shooting in Florida came to Utah for this moment to see this signing happen. And it's really hard to say that, they're not right. I mean, because they're living the horror.
What Utah's done proactively, it means everything to protecting schools.
One thing that I've realized, and we've done so many of these heartbreaking stories about school shootings, I can't say I remember one time where the school shooter is attacking from the outside in. They usually break into the school and start attacking. Hmm. So the idea of protecting, putting bulletproof film on the outside part of the glass is not something that we have seen.
Okay, let's talk about what this law is. It's huge. It's now signed. School districts are going to have to start complying. But let's boil it down to the three aspects of it that stood out most, I think, to both of us. Armed guards in each school. We've talked a lot about this. It can be a police officer, it can be a security guard, or it might be a school employee who signs up to be a guardian who is armed. So that is going to be something your kids are going to start seeing in schools. If they don't have a police officer in their school right now, they may see a police officer. They may see a security guard. So that's part of this legislation, Dave.
I'm trying to remember, when it comes to the guardians, which is the school employee that may be able to do some training, carry a gun, are they identified? Does everyone know who that employee
is? That's a great question. We're going to have to ask the bill sponsor when we get a chance to talk to them. If they have to wear some sort of like a uniform or a badge to identify them. There's also this aspect of the legislation where there's a silent panic button that has to be installed in each classroom for teachers. KSL 5 Television's Daniel Woodruff joined KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis on KSL at Night last night, and I was listening to them. This was just an absolutely fascinating conversation, and Daniel really brought all of the information about the panic button. And in a moment, we'll talk about that ballistic film on windows, too.
It requires that teachers have access to panic buttons, that if there was an emergency like an active shooting or even something like a medical emergency in the classroom, that they could press it and it would go directly to law enforcement, who could then respond much faster, so they could just in the moment push the button as opposed to having to make a call and describe what's going on in the classroom.
Almost like a push button 911.
That's interesting. I haven't heard of that because I don't feel like 911 is overly difficult to use, but this is basically the big red button. You push it and it goes directly and alerts.
Yeah. And law maybe, enforcement. Yeah. It goes right to the source, so there can be a full-on response when the panic button is
pushed. It's the bat phone.
Straight ahead, let's talk about this film, this ballistic film that is going to be required to go over school windows. And how much is this totally going to cost Utah taxpayers? We'll get into that as well.
This Granite School District has 87 buildings, so all of those first floor windows must be covered in ballistics glass film that starts about $25 a square foot.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Dujanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
There's no arguing that the life of a child is priceless. Turns out protecting them from evil, should evil walk into the school, it is pricey. Dave and I talking about a new school safety law for Utah, signed into law this week. Requires each school have a guard, whether that's a police officer, a security guard, or a guardian. It's a school employee who is, packing a gun. Then they've got the aspect of the silent panic buttons in the classroom, so teachers can just push a button and it goes, like you said, the bat button, the bat phone, that goes right to the police department. And this is the one aspect of the law that I didn't realize until I was listening to KSL 5 Television's Daniel Woodruff talk to Greg Skordis on KSL at Night last night. $25 a square foot ballistic film on first story windows. And Daniel talked to Ben Horsley with the Granite School District, and here's what he told him.
This Granite School District has 87 buildings, so all of those first floor windows must be covered in ballistics glass film that starts about $25 a square foot.
So, Debbie, I was just looking. We're on the first floor. We have windows that are facing outside, and they are actually bulletproof glass that we have here at KSL. But I was just doing some quick calculations. We have about 80 square feet of windows just in this small little room. And this room's maybe 15, 20 feet wide. It would cost almost $2,000 to put this film just on our small little section in the studio. Now, we have hundreds of feet of windows just here at our place of business. This is exactly what the schools are dealing with. They have thousands of square feet, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of square feet
of windows.
Of windows mm-hmm. on just the first mm-hmm. floor. Mm-hmm. This is going to cost millions.
Yeah. What's the cost of a price? Child is priceless. So I understand that we want to protect our kids. I'm just having a hard time getting my head wrapped around how we're going to afford $25 per square foot. I hope they get a bulk deal on this. So Greg and Daniel on KSL at Night last night really dove into the concern about the money aspect of it as well. And the school districts have some concerns about this. So I looked at the fiscal note on this legislation that was signed this year, passed this year by Utah lawmakers. It looks to me to be around for this coming school year and the next, about $10 million from the state. Now, we're hoping to speak to the lawmaker, Ryan Wilcox. He was a driver behind this legislation. He was all in on this. He did a great job getting this through the legislature. But I need to confirm with him that number, because I'm looking at this list of numbers here, and it looks to me to be $10 million from state coffers. School districts are saying that's not enough.
No.
That's not going to be nearly enough. Here's Greg and Daniel last night talking about the money aspect of this on KSL at Night.
And he particularly was critical of the legislature, which did provide money. And you can go look on the bill at a number of categories that help fund this. But basically, Granite School District said, in a nutshell, the legislature did not provide enough money by a long shot. And unless they pony up more money, the Granite School District, as an example, may have to go look at raising taxes to pay for all of the requirements in the bill. You talk about armed guards.
Right.
He said that's millions of dollars alone on an ongoing basis, not satisfied with one-time money,
right,
because you've got to hire people to do that.
That's a great point. So this bulletproof glass film that they would put on, that is a one-time cost. Once that is installed, it stays there. So as opposed to guards or guardians, whatever it might be, which every single year you've got to account for, this would be a one-time cost or a one-time investment.
Yeah. The legislature even acknowledged on the fiscal note, Dave, that They say in the aggregate, this could cost local education agencies, which are our districts, $20 million in 2025. A couple more million ongoing. So it's basically that's coming from taxpayers. And I think we really have to think, you know, what is safety worth? You know, and our kids are our most precious resource. And we know from the agony that so many parents across this country have gone through that we never want it to be our child. And we always want to be able to say we took every single step we possibly could to keep our kids safe, whether that's training them. Sadly, we have to train them how to react if there's an active shooter situation in the school. But I'm looking at our school buildings, and we all have to recognize this. I think this is a no-brainer. As we're driving by these school buildings, they were never, so many of them were never designed with active shooter in mind. They were designed to win architectural awards. They were designed with an open concept. My goodness, they were designed with full-on floor-to-ceiling windows where you could walk down the inner parts of the hall of the school and look in classrooms on both sides. And these aren't classrooms with 20 kids. These are full-on computer labs with dozens of kids. They were designed with very, very small closets where we now require kids to hide in. So you've got 30 kids piling in a band closet, which already has band equipment stored, and they're expecting the kids to just hunker down. You know, so we are not designing schools right now, and that is a huge, huge problem for these schools. Now we're asking them to retroactively go back in and fit the schools with panic buttons and ballistic film. And I mean, school guards are easier. Because you can bring them in from anywhere. It doesn't mean they're cheap. That's just my view. And how unfortunate is it that we knew about school shootings since Columbine, and yet we continue to cookie cutter these schools all across Utah with these horrible designs for kids' safety?
But again, I don't want to look at it. There's a couple things. You cannot make it bulletproof. You cannot afford, or it's not practical to protect from all the possible scenarios that could happen. There's no way. You say a child's life is priceless. I get it. But there is a practicality here. We cannot account for every single scenario. We can't protect from outside shooters, inside shooters, bombs, cars. There's only so much you can do. So I'm sympathetic to the school districts that are looking at this and say, okay, well, how many more things are you going to require from us? Because all of this money that is going into safety is taking away from other parts of education. And is it such a threat? Is it happening so often that it makes sense to divert all of those funds from teaching, educating, resources, additional help, tutoring, because that's where the money's coming from. It's at the sacrifice of all those other programs. So we need to find a balance and strike a balance and say, we have to accept the fact that we cannot turn these into bulletproof, completely safe campuses. It's impossible. It can't be done. So let's make smart moves forward where it makes sense. And then we're going to have to say at some point, we can't just focus exclusively and spend all of our money on safety.
Yeah, it is expensive. And I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation as we learn more about the ultimate cost and how schools are going to be tackling it, what their deadlines are to get these security protocols in place. It sounds like a heavy lift. I hope they have more than 4 months or 5 months to get these protocols in place and get these schools wired for panic buttons and ballistic film and all those other requirements. Straight ahead, Dave brought this story to my attention this morning. There is a teenager accused at a local high school of breaking into his father's safe, allegedly, and taking a gun to school. Now, I want to make it clear before we go to break that no shots were fired from the gun. But Dave wondered, what does Utah law say about parents' liability in cases like this?